Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors is on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. We're taking a look at the markets this morning. You know, if you think about it, Michael, it's been a wild week on the world stage with the U.S. striking Iran, threats of Iran striking back, and investors don't seem to be rattled at all.
Right? I mean, that's the question. Although when kind of see how things played out over the week, obviously the big fear was Iran and what they might do. Would they mine the Strait of Hormuz and retaliate in other ways? And none of that happened. So that was a sigh of relief. I think, the world was, a lot of people are happy that Iran's nukes have been, at least put back for a long time at this point. So that means potentially a safer world, although we still don't know what they have in mind, hopefully nothing. And then beyond that, the market started looking at a calmer Middle East, and then things started looking good around AI. We're back into, the market being driven by a lot of AI investing, and NVIDIA went to a high, so that drove the markets higher. So there's been some good news, which was the positive on the markets. And now yesterday, Lutnick announced a potential China deal where they'll agree to send their rare earth minerals to the U.S. and so there's some things starting to look a little more positive.
Yeah, we got some positive reaction. The S&P near its all-time high. Meanwhile, you have like big companies like Nike saying, "Oh, tariffs will cost us $1 billion, mm-hmm. Then we'll have some price increases." And I don't know, they seem to be doing just fine. Is Wall Street just kind of in a whatever phase? I mean, has the news gotten so fast and furious that people have just kind of stopped paying attention?
I don't know if it's that. I think what we're seeing is more people, there's the people that are traders trying to make quick money, and there's so much news that they're just, you're seeing that they're trading on that all the time. I mean, you can't, as to your point, you can't keep up with the news because, even with all this, there's another side of the coin. There's, Trump saying he might appoint a Fed chair earlier, not appoint, just to say who the Fed chair is, which would create kind of this like shadow Fed chair and indicate where interest rates might go next year after Powell steps down as chairman, it results in potentially like higher growth with companies in the short run. In the long run, that's or even in the short run, it's leading to a lower value dollar. International investors are getting worried about the U.S. dollar, and the reason why the U.S. dollar has done well for decades is the focus on keeping inflation down and keeping the value of a dollar. And that's why Powell has been so stringent in his approach. So I don't think that really answers the question. There's a lot of information coming out. I think a lot of people that are trying to make a quick buck are trading on information going coming out almost like a fire hose lately. But that's why, we'll tell investors, if you're investing, play the long game, right? You hear me say it over and over again for your stocks. Those are your long-term investments. Don't try to dance in and out. Get a broad diversification of global stocks, and that's your 10-year out money, not your today money, because you're not going to win this game as we're seeing.
Yeah, it's quite a lesson there. But it makes me think of the market turmoil, in April, early April, right? From the tariff concerns. I mean, that's all such a distant memory now.
Yeah, it is and it isn't. I mean, if you look at where we are year to date, the U.S. stock market is up about 4%. And that's actually a little under of what an average year, right? The average year over the last 100 years has been about 10% a year. Obviously, that can be up 50% a year and down 30 or 40% in a year. But we're up about 4%. International markets are up 16%. So, you know, we still haven't fully come out of the tariff issue. I mean, that's one of the things holding the Fed back from lowering interest rates, is they're still saying that we've got to see how this plays out. It takes months for some of these things to play out. And there's still steel and aluminum tariffs that are going to go into effect. And in 2018, when that happened, that had a negative effect on the economy. So there's still information that is going to come out that will be telling. One of those is today, people are looking at the personal consumption expenditures, which is the Fed's preferred inflation indicator. It's more indicative of what consumers are buying. They get the data from businesses, and the Fed considers it a more accurate indicator of what inflation is for the consumer. So we'll have to see how the market reacts to that number today. Because if it's favorable, then there's going to be more pressure for the Fed to lower interest rates, which will be a stimulus to the economy and markets.
There is news this morning that China has confirmed details of the trade framework deal that they have, that also seeks to allow some rare earth exports, easing of some of the tech restrictions, according to China's commerce ministry that's coming out this morning. This is the big one, but is there still, you know, even if there's a deal reached with China, is there still enough uncertainty to have people questioning with other countries and around the rest of the world?
I think there is. But the other thing with that point, and that's a great point, is what you're seeing with other countries. There's word coming out of Washington that, hey, they're not going to hold firm to this July 9th date if they're in some sort of negotiations, good faith negotiations, I think is the term they've used with some of these other countries. So they'll extend that deadline. So we're starting to see these deadlines being pushed out, and the market reacting and saying, okay, maybe, you know, it's not going to be as crazy as it was back in April, right? That things will get done and it's not going to be as bad. Although, like I said earlier, we still have steel and aluminum tariffs that are going to play out. We still have a baseline 10% tariff on other countries that in all this discussion, you're still hearing the Washington say they're going to stay firm on that 10%. So I think the market has priced some of that in the initial decline in April. And now we're just continually with all the fire hose of news here, having investors adjust future expectations. So it's a little crazy.
Yeah. I like the description, though, the fire hose of news, because it does seem that way.
It's hard to keep up, right? You guys know that best.
Well, Michael, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.